Now, Ellie, you're moving this weekend, just
moving
around
today.
The corner. Oh, today, that's right. And got everything prepared.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much everything's good to go. I go and pick up the keys after the show today, actually. And, yep, moving truck comes at 1 p.m. So I'll be doing a last-minute scramble. I'm hoping that the rain's going to
And because of the
stay
rental
away,
crisis
actually.
And how everything's really tough at the moment, you're moving in with your two daughters and your ex-husband.
Yes. So Steve and I, we separated 2019 and then we lived together through COVID actually because we didn't tell the girls for probably about 5 months after we'd separated.
Do you stay in separate rooms?
But our girls were used to that. We slept in separate rooms for most of our marriage really because of snoring and Steve liking to watch the TV and... Yeah, well, that's what he said anyway.
How do you can I ask? Because it's interesting.
Yeah, look.
Because if I sit there and go, gee, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do ask me, Spide, whether Steve and I are getting back together.
Yeah.
They'll have the little whisper and say, you two, you know, do you think there's a chance you're getting back together? And the answer is no, we're not. But, yeah, I guess... For our girls, so as you know, I've got two lots of kids, okay? So Steve's the father of my younger two children, Josie and Lulu. They're 15 and 16. And so it's not my first rodeo as in living separated from your kids' parents, as you have, Spider.
But living with, Steve.
Yeah.
Is there if there's no chance of getting back, is it going to halter you from moving forward?
Well... To be honest, I don't have time to move forward and I'm not looking for another relationship, you know what I mean? And look, to my knowledge, as far as I know, neither is Steve. We don't actually have that conversation. Steve's sort of a bit old school and it's not like he would ever ask I was seeing anyone.
I'm doing
a
radio show with someone who isn't married to the husband but lives with them.
I know.
And someone who is married to their wife but doesn't live
and
with them.
And is living. Yeah. So I thought about that the other day too, Flan.
I'm so weird to live with my wife.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
You're so
strange.
Normal.
Yeah.
You're so 1970.
But I'm doing something about it.
But you think this is 12 or 18 months. You know, these could be 3-4 years.
Well, I guess the thing is, Spide, like last year I lived up the sunny coast with – and Josie and Lulu came with me. And then this year, obviously, we moved down the Gold Coast and Steve's been in Brizzy the whole time because we still haven't sold our family home. So he's now lived away from the girls for nearly 2 years. I did it when I was in Hobart. So, and Josie and Lulu, they're at the age now where kids don't want to live in two different homes. My older two kids, Jesse and Jake, at this exact age, they both bucked up and said they did not want to keep going between their dad's house and me.
Okay.
So I'm kind of anticipating that. And Steve wants to move down the Gold Coast to be closer to the girls. And he asked if I'd be open to a dual living scenario.
Can I ask then? Mm-hmm. Okay. The girls are 15, the youngest one. When she moves out of home, will you still be together?
Oh, come on.
Will you? Yes or no?
No, I'm sure that we won't.
Okay.
I'm sure that.
No.
And listen, hey, but we're moving in today. We might not still be doing it by the end of next week. You know, we're all just, you know, crossing our fingers. So, yes. But
that's when I'll move in with you.
Thank you.
It's Triple M Breakfast. Flan, Ellie, and
Spider. Sorry, Flan, your wife already is.